It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Great to be back after a lengthy, man, I tell you, I was starting to get stir-crazy, Christmas holidays and New Year's holidays. It is great to be back. Want to thank Megan Barth and Pat Casale for filling in. I want to thank Jameson for hanging in there through the entire Christmas slash New Year's process, including the best ofs. I mean, this guy, did you get any days off? You got no days off. Yeah. So thanks to Jameson for hanging in there. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently, and you want to talk about generally the same thing, but specifically some different things. Let's go to Delphine in Ely. I just love it. Listening, by the way, on 12:30 a.m., in Ely. Delphine, good to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. I hope it gets better. It doesn't sound very great.
Well, but hey, anyway, no. Hey, can I just tell you, though? To people that think this is going to be horrible, at least from a national perspective, it's not going to be. It's going to be boring as hell. Now, on a statewide level, with control of the Assembly and the State Senate and the Governor's Office and all but the Secretary of State's office, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a war, and we're just going to have to fight it as best we can. But go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm a lung transplant from California, and part of my family's over here, and we left it because of the way it has become. In fact, it's worse now than it was, and I'm afraid Nevada's headed in the same direction. And part of the reason I'm calling is they were talking about Auschwitz and some of that kind of stuff. Well, at my age, I lived through that, and I know what it was like. I saw it on the newsreels as a kid and on Life magazine and all that stuff. I don't know how many people even know that we was rationed with meat and butter and tires and all kinds of things, shoes, during the Second World War. But anyway, and then my next gripe, we have a state to the east that has just elected this prominent Republican. Why do they not act like Republicans when they run as one? first thing he can do is start bad-mouthing the president, for crying out loud? If you want to be a Republican and you expect me to vote for you, then be one. I don't know what's going on with this group.
Did you, Delphine, let me ask you, and again, Delphine calling is from our affiliate in Ely, K-E-L-Y. A curious question. Did you vote for Dean Heller?
Yes, with holding my nose.
Okay. No, I'm because I've talked to a lot of people.
I voted for him. I voted for Mr. Hardy in the state, too, and he lost, which was, and I can also tell you that there are a lot of elections that are not straight. I know when Nixon ran against Kennedy in 60, from what I recall, he got the overall vote, and they checked the voting in Illinois, and there was 30-some dead people voted. And if he had Illinois, he would have beat Kennedy, and he wouldn't protest it because he said it wasn't good for the country. And this crap happens. I am going to say this, and I hope your radio don't blow up, but the Democrats haven't won an election legal for a long time. If they can't cheat, they can't win.
Boy, oh boy. Delphine, I'm glad you called, and you call us again. Stay warm up in Ely. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I've talked to a lot of people all across the state, believe it or not, over my travels over the last 10 days. And I do sense a fear of the stormy weather that we're headed into. In fact, I had a friend of mine equate it to an airliner headed for stormy weather. Not to be confused with Stormy Daniels. And that what we're headed into is a period where we're going to, at the national level, have impeachment. And that may be the first order of business, not the last. And that we're headed for some very stormy weather. I happen to think at the federal level, we're going to be heading to gridlock. Yeah, the House is going to do what the House is going to do. That's okay. But there's nothing they can do that can make law. The Senate can approve Supreme Court nominees and all kinds, and judges and all kinds of things like that. And we control that branch of government. Think about it, though, for a minute. In the state, every constitutional office, attorney general, governor, controller, I mean, all of these are going to be controlled by the Democrats with the exception of one, and that's the Secretary of State's office. This is tantamount to during a tornado or a hurricane, you see houses on both sides of the street decimated. Nothing left but kindling, except for one house. One little itty-bitty house, the Secretary of State's house, that somehow was spared. Somebody explain to me how that happens. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? We have just freed up a line. Now, 2 at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or from your smartphone between 9 and noon. And I've had a lot of people ask me, when are you going to start putting up a podcast? Well, it's already up. It's there. It's there for you right now. Live and local now, on demand is what we call it. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website. In fact, you go there right now, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. And in fact, every day about 3 o'clock, we post that day's show. So this afternoon at 3, you'll have all of today's show, all 3 hours. And all you got to do is go to kevinwallradio.com. Try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. And by the way, it's free. So try it out now, KevinWallRadio.com. It is live and local now on demand. We'll get to your calls here in a minute. But first, with the new House coming in Washington, what this means is there are going to be a lot of people that are looking to end the first term of President Donald J. Trump. They are Democrats in a position of power to end this Trump presidency. Lauren Fox is a political reporter for CNN, and she took some time. It's a little longer than we usually go with a clip like this, but I want you to hear, these are the people that are going to be out to get Trump in this new session of Congress.
A new cast of characters in the House of Representatives starting this Thursday, Pam. And I want to start with Richard Neal. He is the incoming chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he is the Democrat on Capitol Hill who has the power to ask for President Donald Trump's tax returns. Now, a source familiar told me last month that Richard Neal will ask for the president's tax returns. He will make a formal request to Treasury any time in this new year. Now, there are still discussions about exactly when he will ask for them, but you can expect a protracted legal battle between the House of Representatives and the President of the United States when it comes to something Trump hasn't wanted to turn over before, Pam. Now, he's not the only person that's going to be looking into the president's finances. Maxine Waters, the incoming chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, also wants to look into any ties that the Trump Organization has with Russia. Now, she is looking specifically for those kind of financial ties from the president, and she's tangled with President Trump in the past. She is beloved by the Democratic base, and she has said in the past that she thinks President Trump should be impeached. So she is going to be somebody at the forefront of this fight to do oversight into the Trump administration, and you can expect her to be a fierce critic of President Trump's. Now, Elijah Cummings is the incoming chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and he arguably has the most jurisdiction of any chairman coming in to look into the Trump administration, to conduct oversight. His committee can look into everything from immigration to security clearances on Capitol Hill, or at the White House, excuse me. And I talked to him last month. He told me that he expects to bring in a wide variety of cabinet secretaries before his committee, including Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary. He has questions about how a question about citizenship ended up on the census. Now, we should also look to Adam Schiff. This has been somebody who has tangled with the president on the Russia investigation. He thinks Republicans haven't answered enough questions, and he has more questions. He looks to open up the Russia investigation. He wants to bring in folks like Michael Flynn before his committee. But there's one more person you should be paying attention to, and that is the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler. His sole focus is going to be protecting the Mueller investigation, but he'll look into the president's impact on immigration, the rise of white nationalism in the country, and he is the person who's going to be leading any impeachment effort if Democrats decide to go down that path in 2019.
That's Lauren Fox on CNN. It's not Lauren CNN on Fox, it's Lauren Fox. She's a political reporter for CNN. Now, a lot of people are up in arms about what's going to go on in Washington. I am taking a different approach to this. Honestly, I'm taking a different approach. I happen to believe this will be much ado about nothing. And there may be instances where the executive branch and the legislative branch of government disagree. And usually that's settled in the courts, and it may well be. But remember, we've got the 5-4 or more majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. Pretty solid. Even John Roberts, I think, would probably side with the president. But I want you to think about this for a minute, and we'll get into this on the other side of the break with your phone calls. What do you expect out of Carson City? What do you expect from our members of the Assembly, members of the State Senate? I am scared to death of what's going to happen in Carson City. Because we've got 8 members of the State Senate. And I'm not sure if they're going to stick together. I really honestly don't know. But we've got a Democrat governor, a Democrat state senate, 1 vote short of a supermajority, a majority in the assembly, and all those bills, those 41 bills that were vetoed by Governor Sandoval, I'll bet you 99% of them will come back up. And many of them will pass, and many of them will become law. And we will have a Californication of the state of Nevada. There's just not much that can stop this. Now, they need 2/3 to pass stuff in the Senate when it comes to tax bills or tax increases. But if one lawmaker on the Republican side fails to hold the ground, then we're going to end up with higher taxes. And there is absolutely nothing we can do about it for the next 2 years. So what should the loyal opposition be doing? We're going to talk about that in our next segment. And I want to hear from you. I've got some ideas I'll throw out. But I want to hear from you. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. And I want to see if we can send a message to members of the Assembly, to members of the State Senate. What is the message we should be sending to them in Carson City? January 16th, by the way, is the state of the state. Governor-elect Sisolak, newly married, by the way, congratulations. He will give his state of the state. We'll learn more about his potential budget, his wish list, and we'll find out what it is this governor, what this governor-elect, soon to be governor, wants to do with our state for the next 4 years. We'll see. I don't have the foggiest idea. The campaigns really don't mean anything. Come on, you know that. I know that. We'll see what you think coming up next. Here's the number, 844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What is the message you want to send to our members of the legislature, in particular the Republicans? We'll talk about that and more coming up, live and local, now.
It ain't me. 790, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. We're talking about 2019. We are there. We've got the State of the State address coming up on the 16th. Governor-elect, soon-to-be governor, Steve Sisolak, will tell us what he views as the state of the state. And we'll find out what it is this governor actually wants. We'll find out once and for all what this government is going to be about. With a majority, in fact, a a majority in both the Assembly and the State Senate. The State Senate within one vote. There are only 8 members of the Senate who will be voting Republican. Will they stand together? Over the course of the next few weeks, we're going to be talking with folks. We did this right before the break. And we talked with James Settlemyer and others as to what the role of Republicans should be. But you are the people that elected these members of the Assembly, these members of the State Senate. And I want to find out from you directly. And I know we've got lots of members of the State Senate and the State Assembly that listen to this show on a daily basis. And I want to see if we can give them some guidance. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now because you are the customer. What is it the customer in the state of Nevada wants from its Republican elected officials? Even though you are in a distinct minority, what is it you actually want from this legislature and from these legislators? 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you want our members of the Assembly and the State Senate to assume potted plant positions? I mean, is that all they are? Just window dressing? You can come down to the chamber if you want, but you don't need to do anything because we got the votes. And we will vote as a block. So what is the role of Republicans? Again, that number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. We'll get to your calls in a minute. Don't forget that this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Now, there, I've got some ideas of my own, and I want to see if they measure up to what you're thinking. The chances of us getting a lot of conservative bills through the legislature are slim and none. I mean, I don't want anybody to be, you know, of a mind that we're going to get a bunch of stuff done. The time to do that was when we owned all of the constitutional offices. We owned the governor's office, secretary of state, the attorney general, all of them. And we did nothing. A rhino governor failed us. I mean, there's no other way of looking at it. Governor Sandoval failed us. And I've had people ask me, what do you think is the lasting legacy of Brian Sandoval? And he's been a miserable failure. He failed us. Oh, did he balance the budget? Yeah, he's got to do that. He has to do that. When it came to the ESAs, education savings accounts, he sold us down the river. When he had a chance to do for Nevada what Scott Walker did for Wisconsin, Governor Sandoval failed. Does he have a future in politics in this state? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. I want to find out what you think the lasting legacy of Brian Sandoval will be on our state. I want to find out from you what you think the lasting legacy of our governor is going to end up being. How will the history books treat Governor Brian Sandoval? I mean, he balanced the budget and he did a lot of things like that. But look at what he did. Governor Brian Sandoval screwed us over big time. There's just no other way of looking at it. He supported the increase in Medicaid in our state is going to bankrupt our state down the road. When the government gets totally out of the business of funding government subsidized health care, the governor's gonna bankrupt the state. Do you think that a Democrat governor, Steve Sisolak, will end up doing any better? I mean, would a Steve Sisolak dare cut the Medicaid rolls? You think he'll support a work requirement for Medicaid? I don't think so. Do you think this governor will do anything to rein in the increase in the Medicaid rolls? I don't think he will. And he certainly does not have a legislature that will allow him to do that. Even if he wanted to. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? And by the way, it's one of the things I missed. One of the things, I love being able to, you know, travel and do the things that I do when I go on vacation. But I got to tell you, I love it when I come back and I get a chance to talk to you. Because you, I listen to talk radio all across the country. And I can't think of a state with smarter people who are plugged in to what's going on. They're just not out there. Not the way they are here. In fact, let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, my friend.
But I just want to tell you, your biggest problem with the Republican Party is the selection of Heller. Heller was the downfall for everything you guys did. When Tarkanian did not run for the Senate, what a big mistake. He'd have killed Rosa. And I'm a Democrat, and I would have voted for Danny. But I'm going to tell you right now, your biggest problem, pick you a Republican that you guys can have faith in.
One more time on that last line.
I said, in the future, pick you a Republican that you can have faith in. Because all of them are going overboard. When they get in there, they get money hungry and they change their values.
Good point. Good point. Calvin, thanks, man. Now, nah, he's right. Dean Heller was simply a bad choice. You know, and he came into this studio. The last time he was in the studio, he bragged about being the senior senator. And he said it more than once. He was the senior senator from the state of Nevada. And it didn't, when it came to the polls, Jackie Rosen, are you kidding me? Whew. Wow. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up. We are looking ahead. We are now in 2019, and now we must face the music. Now we've got Jackie Rosen ready to take the oath of office, and for the next 6 years will be one of our U.S. senators. This is scary. Now, what's really scarier is what's getting ready to happen in Carson City. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local now.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets,
jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, did you see, where Elizabeth Warren has formed an exploratory committee to run for president? That means she can start spending money, is what that means. Anybody that didn't think she was running is nuts, okay? But I found it interesting that the president... Over New Year's, in fact, on New Year's Eve, was asked about that very subject. Pete Hegseth did an interview on Monday night with the President of the United States. Yeah, Pete Hegseth, our old buddy from Concerned Veterans for America, Really, he's a very, very nice guy. And this was a New Year's Eve interview, and the president's response to Elizabeth Warren forming an exploratory committee. This is cut five, go.
Elizabeth Warren will be the first. She did very badly in proving that she was of Indian heritage. That didn't work out too well. I think you have more than she does, and maybe I do too, and I have nothing. So, you know, we'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
Oh, God. I love that. I'm sorry. I just love it. Now, the president is starting to get some incoming flack from his own party. Ryan Costello, for instance. This is cut six. Ryan Costello is a retiring GOP congressman from Pennsylvania, and was on CNN. And I'll let you hear his evaluation. He really criticizes the president for the government shutdown. Here's what he had to say on CNN.
I want to get some perspective on the shutdown blame game from a retiring lawmaker, Republican Congressman Ryan Costello. Congressman, you are leaving. You are unencumbered by reelection when it comes to speaking about what you're seeing here. Who do you think is to blame for this government shutdown? Whose ask is unreasonable?
Well, the president's position has been unreasonable to the extent that somebody can understand what his specific position is. He's not going to get $5 billion for a wall. And the most mysterious, unexplainable part in all of this is why the president decided that he'd rather deal with House Democrats than House Republicans in order to avert or get his way out of a government shutdown. And he's now going to, Phil's reporting indicates that the president's going to have a choice. Does he want to just isolate the Department of Homeland Security funding and the immigration issue and open up the other six appropriations bill funding, or does he just want to keep everything still shut down? And I understand why the Senate Majority Leader isn't going to do anything unless and until he understands what the president is going to sign, because the Senate already, to use the phrase, got caught with their pants down by passing something, and only after the fact did the president then say that he wouldn't sign it.
That is a pretty easy call for Ryan Costello. He doesn't have to run for re-election, may not have a political future at all. But you're going to see this from some of these outgoing members of Congress, that they're going to take their pot shots at the president. And the president, I can just about promise you, it's going to be like water off a duck's back. It's just not going to be that big a deal. Now, I've had people ask me, you know, the president's legacy. The president already has a legacy. It's Brett Kavanaugh. It's Neil Gorsuch. I mean, he will have changed, and it's all these new conservative federal judges being appointed to the bench. And it's, I mean, it's obvious what's going to happen. People have asked me. Here's the deal. Number one, nothing's going to happen in D.C. Oh, yeah, they may vote out articles of impeachment in the House. That's a foregone conclusion, but it goes nowhere. It does not go anywhere. As early as August, we're going to start having the, what is it, 30-some-odd members? 30 folks who are going to be running on the Democrat side for president. You may have one or two Republicans, Jeff Flake. You may have, John Kasich, I think, is going to run. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to run. Now, he may not run for long, And it may end up being like the 17 candidates who lined up against Donald Trump. And one by one by one, they rose up against the president, and the president swatted them away like bumblebees. And that's the way it worked. So you're gonna have, beginning in August, you're gonna start having, I believe, a good amount of Democrats who are gonna be out there all across the country and in New Hampshire and in Iowa. You're gonna see them out there. And for me, this is gonna be entertainment. And the president, one by one by one by one by one, will start swatting them away like flies. It's going to happen. And you may have one or two Republicans that will come out and decide to run for president. Would Mitt Romney over in Utah dare run for president again? I mean, I don't know. But he's already attacking the president on a number of different fronts. Would he dare run for president? Probably. Probably. One thing I do know is that some of the best TV was Monday night, New Year's Eve. Did you see this? Let's go to cut two real quick. We'll try and squeeze this in. This was Andy Cohen. Apparently ticked off at the New York City police because he wasn't allowed to have an umbrella during that rainstorm at Times Square. Listen to Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper.
Andy's taking a turn. He's taking
a turn. It's more than drizzling in Times Square. It's not putting a damper on anything, but I will say this. I had this umbrella. The lady from the Times Square Alliance came over and said, you have to get rid of the umbrella.
This has been going on for an hour and a half
off
already.
Off the air, and I said, I won't do it.
He was like, no. What are you going to do, arrest me?
Yeah, I go, get the paddy wagon, because that's what it's going to take.
People don't use that now.
They are threatening to pull CNN's spot from the credential, you know, from Times Square,
it's like,
for next year.
This is like the Jim Acosta, Sarah Sanders thing.
Yeah, it really is. And I got to tell you something. This umbrella is such a threat to the Times Square Alliance. And what does the Times Square Alliance do besides F with my New Year's Eve?
I just love that. I love it when people think they're bigger than the law. Coming up, good buddy of mine. I've known him for, God, going on 50 years, I guess. That's kind of scary. He is our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He is Jim Yoder. Small businessman and a good guy. He'll join us next. Our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. What is happening in the People's Republic of California? Some of the stuff you won't believe. It's that good. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.